are so many amazing perks of being sober, and one of my favorites is that sobriety allows us to take self-care to the next level, and it gives us such a sense of confidence. There's really nothing like feeling confident in your own skin. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. I've told you about how when I got sober, one of my favorite things was starting a skincare routine because that was not something I ever prioritized before. But let's be honest, knowing what the best skincare routine is can be a little overwhelming. That's why I'm excited about OneSkin. There's no complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code HAPPIEST at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code HAPPIEST. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support my show and tell them I sent you. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors in our lives, and when we get sober, they can almost feel magnified at first because we're adjusting to feeling all our feelings again rather than using alcohol to numb them. I was honestly really surprised when I got sober at how many emotions came up for me. I remember literally saying, I have so many feelings right now, and it felt really overwhelming having to feel them all. But the great thing about that is that it gave me the clarity and awareness that I had some things to work through, like people pleasing and like my own self-talk. That's where therapy can be so helpful, because it's a safe space to get things off your chest and begin to work through what's been weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. What I really love about BetterHelp is that it's entirely online. All you have to do is fill out a questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime with no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happiest today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happiest. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Happiest Sober Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I hope that you're all having a great week so far. My week has been a little bit of a whirlwind. I am flying back to Denver for a few weeks next week. So actually the day after this episode comes out, I will be flying back to Denver. So send me good vibes. If you listen to this podcast or you follow me on Instagram, you know that flying is not my favorite thing. I'm a work in progress on my fear of flying. I have come a long way on it, thanks to the fact that I do it sober now, even though that was one of the bigger challenges of getting sober, was how the hell am I going to get on a plane sober? If you can relate, I did a full episode all about facing my fear of flying sober. So definitely go check that out if you're in the same boat as me on it, episode 55. It fluctuates. I've made progress, but it gets easier and then a little bit harder again. So I'm a little antsy about next week's flight. And definitely the week leading up to traveling is always a little bit chaotic, but I hope that you're having a great week. I'm actually so excited for this topic today, because today I'm going to be talking all about kind of just the concept of like rock bottom and the fact that we don't need to hit one to decide that we're going to get sober. And I'm excited about it because it came up as a topic in one of my Happiest Sober Hub meetings recently, and it really got my wheels turning because this is something that I really, really needed to hear when I was struggling with my drinking and when I was contemplating getting sober. And so I kind of just want to almost give a pep talk to anyone who's listening who never hit a rock bottom. Like, whether you haven't gotten sober yet, if you're sober curious, if you're thinking about getting sober, if you're reevaluating your drinking and you haven't like hit any rock bottom or had any external consequences to your drinking, or if like you have already gotten sober, you're already on the journey, but that's something that makes you struggle with it, like maybe makes you feel a little bit of imposter syndrome, and was I really bad enough to have gotten sober because I never hit a rock bottom? So just to give like a bit of background on my story, like I just said, I never hit any sort of external rock bottom with my drinking that led me to getting sober. I actually, when I got sober, I had actually just gotten a job promotion like 6 months ago. I, you know, had a great close relationship with my family and great relationships with my girlfriends. I was living alone. I was paying rent. Like, absolutely nothing looked wrong in my life, and drinking didn't get me into any trouble. Like, I never got arrested, you know, all the things that people might expect to contribute to a decision to quit drinking. Like, oh, did you lose your job? Did you get a DUI? You know, all of those things. And none of those happened for me. And I think that can really present its own challenge. And let me just say, I'm not saying I never had like drunkenly fucked up and made mistakes, because 1,000% I absolutely did. I just mean I never really faced any serious consequences of my drinking. And anyone looking from the outside at my drinking wouldn't really think anything was wrong. Like, they would maybe think like, oh, she drinks a little too much sometimes, or she just like loves to have a little too much fun sometimes. But otherwise, no real red flags in terms of external consequences. And where that can really present a challenge is, I think it can make it harder for us to acknowledge to ourselves that our drinking is problematic. But something that just caused the biggest light bulb to go off in my head. So it was summer 2020, and when the pandemic happened, I was drinking almost every day because I felt very justified in that, as I think a lot of us ramped up our drinking during lockdown because it felt like the world's ending and there's nothing else to do. But so that summer of 2020, I was really, really struggling with my relationship with alcohol. I was struggling with knowing like, this is not good. This is not heading anywhere good. I know I am drinking way too much. I know I like drinking way too much. I knew I didn't have like much of an off switch. Like, I just internally knew that it was problematic. And the main thing was that it was affecting my mental health so much. Like, my anxiety, which was always there from the first time I ever got drunk, but it was getting so much worse. Like, waking up the day after drinking, it doesn't matter how much I drank the night before. It doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter who I drank with. Even if I literally had like a few glasses of wine with my sisters, I would wake up in a spiral. I would be full of crippling anxiety that I could not shake. I would be full of shame. I would be panicked and like convince myself that even if I thought the night went okay, that there were like parts I didn't remember. It was just awful. And so it was summer 2020, and I remember it so well because I went to listen to a podcast, and it was not a sober podcast. But one of the guests on that podcast was Millie Gooch, who is the founder of the Sober Girl Society. And I was scrolling through the episodes just to like see if a title caught my eye, to pick one to listen to. And I saw the word sober curious with Millie Gooch. I had never heard that term before. And because I was struggling with my drinking, I was like, what is this? So I clicked on it and I listened to her full interview. And she said so many things. Like, it was the very first time I heard someone say, so the host asked her, so like, were you an alcoholic? And she said, actually, like, I've come to realize that it's actually not quite so black and white. Like, you're not just a normal drinker or an alcoholic. There's actually a really big spectrum that exists between that. And that just clicked so much, because I thought like, oh my God, I for sure exist on that spectrum. Like, whether or not I'm a full-blown alcoholic, I don't know, at least not yet. But like, I'm not all the way on the normal side either. I'm for sure like exist somewhere in there. And even that made it really click for me, of almost a way to, I guess, a way to identify myself without identifying myself. But anyways, the thing that she said that just was the biggest light bulb moment for me was, she said, if you saw a small fire in your kitchen, you wouldn't wait until your whole house was in flames before you put it out. You would just put it out. And it just made me say to myself, like, oh my God, my kitchen is on fire. Like, my whole house might not be in flames, my life's not falling apart, but I for sure have that small fire. Like, drinking is already affecting me it's definitely bringing down my life. It's definitely problematic. And my whole life might not be falling apart, but I could just put out the fire now and get ahead of it before it gets to that point. And that was just like so huge for me, because it really does feel, and I do think this is changing, but for so long there's been this narrative of like needing to hit that rock bottom, like the rock bottom being the justification for why you need to get sober. And so hearing it said in that way was like, oh my God, I don't need to wait until that point. Like if I see that this is a problem now, I can get ahead of it rather than letting my whole life be falling apart first. So I always really credit, like, honestly, the beginning of my sober journey with stumbling onto that podcast and hearing her say that. But I want to share two other things I heard in my early days that really, really helped ground me in the whole concept of like a rock bottom. And so one of them is, I heard this said in a meeting. I joined in my early days a virtual support group, and someone said, rock bottom can be an emotion. And that hit me so hard, because again, I did struggle with, like, I never hit any sort of rock bottom. I didn't have any external things in my life that made me need to get sober. I had my internal rock bottom. And for me, rock bottom was an emotion. It was waking up one day full of anxiety, not remembering what the hell I said and did the night before, feeling terrible about myself, feeling like shit, and having this moment of clarity of the fact that I could not stand to feel that way anymore. Like I could not keep waking up feeling that low, waking up in that emotional state that was causing me so much suffering. And so being able to even identify like that emotion for me was my rock bottom. And whether it's an internal rock bottom or an external rock bottom, it doesn't matter. It's just as valid. Like waking up feeling low or feeling any way that you don't want to feel anymore. It doesn't even have to be dramatic. It can be, I woke up feeling terrible and I don't freaking want to feel that way anymore. Like that can be your rock bottom. We get to dictate that. And so this actually leads in really well to the next mantra that really helped me in my early days, was I heard someone say, you hit rock bottom when you stop digging. And like, I just think that is so powerful, because it's so true. Like whenever you decide, I'm not going to dig myself any lower, that is your rock bottom. Like we get to dictate it. We don't have to keep digging ourselves further and further. Like whenever we decide, I'm done, I don't want to keep feeling this anymore, that gets to be our bottom. It doesn't need to be any lower than that. Like once you know, and you know that you want more for yourself, no matter how low you got, at any point on the way down, you get to decide, nope, I'm going up from here. I'm not going any lower. I'm only going up from here. And I think like such an important word when we talk about a rock bottom is the word yet. Like, I didn't hit a rock bottom yet. It wasn't bad enough yet. I didn't do, you know, X, Y, and Z yet. Like we know that drinking is progressive. And so again, it's kind of like sitting with, okay, so I don't feel like I need to quit drinking yet because I didn't have this consequence, or my whole life wasn't falling apart, or I wasn't waking up with the shakes, or, you know, whatever it is that you point to that makes you feel like your sobriety is less valid because you didn't hit that point. Really sitting with, okay, so I have identified that this is problematic for me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here, right? I've identified that for whatever reason, it's problematic or it's not serving me. Knowing that drinking is progressive, do I want to wait around for that to happen? Do I want to wait around until I lose a job? Do I want to wait around until I get arrested? Do I want to wait around until I'm just like so disconnected from myself, from so many mornings of waking up feeling shame and feeling not proud of the person that I was the night before? Like, we don't need to wait. We get to get ahead of it. And it's actually incredibly empowering to realize, like, wow, a lot of people, and this is not to say like it takes strength, even if you hit the lowest of low rock bottoms, it takes so much strength to pull yourself out of that. So I'm not trying to minimize that for a single second at all. But it also is empowering to say, like, for a lot of us, it does take getting to a low point to have our wake-up call. And rather than focus on that to invalidate ourselves, we can instead reframe it and say like, wow, I'm really proud of myself for catching it before it got to that point, because that takes so much self-awareness, that takes so much courage to acknowledge it to ourselves when nothing in our lives is screaming like, I have a problem. And if no one in your life is saying, hey, I think you have a problem, and you are coming to the decision on your own, that is empowering. Like, that takes serious, serious guts. And so that's something to really celebrate and to keep coming back to, like, maybe I didn't have any of those things happen. Maybe it wasn't affecting my life on the outside. But do I really want to wait and see how bad it could get and then have it be that much harder to come back from because I've let it get to that like lower point? Like, I don't need to wait around for my life to be falling apart. It is empowering to pick myself back up and make this change before it's gotten there. It's empowering to make the change from any place. So really just coming back to that. Anytime your brain says like, oh, I didn't have anything bad happen, well, so how long am I willing to wait? How bad am I willing to let it get? Do I want to keep playing with fire to come back to the beginning? Do I want to keep playing with fire, or do I want to just put the damn fire out before it's a bigger mess and a harder thing to clean up? The other thing too, I think, to remember is that rock bottom is actually subjective. Like, we all dictate what our rock bottom is, because I could point to like so many different drunk nights in my life that could have been my rock bottom. Blacking out at my work Christmas party and waking up an anxious mess. Like, that could have been my wake up call where I said, oh my God, I couldn't keep it together at my work party. I should stop drinking. And it wasn't it for me because I just hadn't hit my I'm done moment yet. And I think what's so fascinating is that I talk to so many people who had so many experiences that on paper could have been their rock bottom, you know, no matter like absolutely anything you could name that happened. And so often that is just not the wake up call. It's a step along the way. It's like part of the journey that leads them to their moment of clarity. But so often it is not the big dramatic thing that happens that actually makes someone get sober. It is getting to their own internal enough is enough point. Even for people who had dramatic rock bottoms, it still often is just like their own moment of being done. And like those things that happened were cumulative that led them to that point. And so it's really remembering, like, even if I did hit that quote unquote rock bottom, that really low thing, or had that thing happen, who's to say that that would have been my wake up call? Because you really are only done when you're done. Like, I know, you know, someone in my life who is now sober, but, you know, got multiple DUIs, had a heart attack. And the doctor said, hey, if you keep drinking, you're going to be back here real soon. Guess what? They kept drinking because they weren't done yet. So really coming back to like the rock bottom, yes, those can be moments of like a little wake up call. And for some people, that is the thing that makes them get sober. But for a lot of people, that's just like part of the journey, and they just need to get to their I'm done moment. And so getting to your I'm done moment is a gift, because some people will go lower and lower and lower and never get to that moment. Like, it really actually doesn't come from the external things that happen. Yes, that can help. Yes, that can sometimes be someone's moment of clarity. That can absolutely be cumulative of like getting someone to the point where they're ready to change. But what really does it is the desire to stop drinking, like getting to that moment of waking up and being like, I cannot keep living like this anymore. I'm done. But that really is subjective. So if you're struggling with, I didn't have anything happen, really come back to like, A, again, I don't need to wait for it to happen. I can get ahead of it. But B, who's to say that if I kept going and got to the point where I had something happen, that that would have been it for me? Like, there's no knowing that that would be the wake-up call, or that that would be the thing that makes you ready to change, because again, it comes from within. And so the fact that you have already gotten to the point where you're ready to change, where you know it's not serving you, where you have that like inner knowing of, I can't keep living this way anymore. I need to change this. Like that is the place where change always comes from, no matter what has happened along the way. And again, it is freaking courageous, empowering, like hard work, scary, huge accomplishment, whether you hit the lowest of low bottoms or whether you caught it somewhere along the way down. Like that takes just so much strength, and everyone should absolutely be proud of themselves. But if you're struggling with, I didn't hit a rock bottom, maybe I wasn't so bad, like you, because you're here, that means that you hit your internal rock bottom because you felt something that made you want to change. And that's actually something to be really grateful for. Like we can feel grateful that we didn't have to face any external consequences. Like it really is a gift to identify it within ourselves before it gets to that point. So we can reframe it that way, like rather than feeling like I don't qualify for sobriety because my life wasn't quote unquote bad enough on the outside, I'm going to practice gratitude that I was lucky enough to get to come to that decision on my own, because that is not the case for everybody. And so keep coming back to these mantras just to sum it all up. If there is a small fire in the kitchen, I don't have to wait for the whole house to be up in flames. I can just put it out. Like I can get ahead of it. I don't have to let my whole life be burning down to the ground before I make a change. It's a lot easier to put out a small fire than a really big one. Rock bottom can be an emotion. You can identify that. I did hit my rock bottom. It was internal. It was in the way that I felt. Rock bottom is whenever you stop digging. Like that is my bottom, because that is when I decided I'm not going any lower. I don't want to keep living this way. Adding a yet onto the end of it. I didn't hit rock bottom yet. Drinking is progressive. It would just be a matter of time. And I'm happy that I caught it before anything happened that would have really affected my life or would have been a harder mess to clean up. And just remembering that rock bottom really is a decision. No matter what happens in anyone's life, everyone has to get to that place of internally being done. That is where it always comes from. And so you do not need the external factors to justify your sobriety, your decision. And you really can view it. Like, I think it's easy to feel like, and I felt this way a lot in my early days, and I've had people say this to me as well, like, oh, it would almost be easier. It'd almost be easier if I've had something dramatic happen, because like other people would tell me I should get sober, then I couldn't doubt it so much. But your own inner knowing is absolutely all that you need, because if your drinking was not bad enough for you, then you would not be here. You would not have made the decision to do this. And so keep holding on to that you are here with good reason, and you deserve so much better than to stay in that place or to keep digging yourself even further in it. So proud of everyone who's here. No matter what, we all deserve sobriety. There is no qualifiers for it. There is no criteria you have to meet. Identifying that drinking isn't serving you and realizing that you want to make this change to improve your life, and that you think that there's more to life. You hope that there's more to life than staying in this cycle. Like there absolutely is. And the fact that you're here listening to this means that you know that. Like you know it in your gut. And absolutely everyone deserves to make this change because it is so freaking worth it. Thank you so much for listening this week. If this episode was a helpful one, then feel free to share it with a friend or share it on social media. If you're enjoying the podcast so far, then please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. It helps out so much. Subscribe to my weekly newsletter at happiestsober.com and follow me on Instagram at happiestsober. You can also sign up for my sober support group anytime, the Happiest Sober Hub. I'd love to have you in it. New episodes come out every Tuesday, so I'll chat with you next week. I hope you have an amazing week. Remember that life's happiest when you're sober. Bye.
Addiction impacts all of us. Addiction's consequences run through all of us. From ourselves to our loved ones and through our communities, addiction creates so much loss and grief. My name is Dwayne Osterlin, and I'm the host of the Addicted Mind podcast, a show featuring personal stories, expert guests, and vital information about addiction and addiction recovery. We'll talk with leading treatment providers to discuss the latest research and treatment options for this devastating disease and advocate for mental health awareness. We discuss topics like the importance of creating a community of support to helping loved ones, to some of the latest research on psychedelic medicines. The Addicted Mind podcast has been about creating hope. listening to stories of many amazing people that have overcome addiction and are thriving. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction, subscribe to the Addicted Mind podcast wherever you get your podcasts, or check out theaddictedmind.com. New episodes every Monday. See you there.